This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
In the upcoming exhibit, Nature in Focus, there are three categories: landscapes, wildlife, and humans in nature. First place in each category gets a $50 gift card to Shutterfly. Everybody gets their photo displayed in the exhibit hall at Rock Springs Nature Center from May through August. The deadline is April 19th. More info at nowdecatur.com.
This round of talks finally make a breakthrough. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Egypt, pushing for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and for Hamas to release all the hostages taken in the October terror attack as Israel keeps waging war.
The fighting at the Al-Shifa hospital near Gaza City continues. Israel's military calls it precise operational activity. It says 50 of what it describes as Hamas terrorists were eliminated, taking the total kill to over 140 since Monday. Soldiers also found Hamas infrastructure and weapon stores, rifles, machine guns, mortars, grenades, RPGs, and combat gear all seized.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Ukraine shot down all the missiles Russia launched at the capital Kyiv overnight, but falling debris did damage and injured at least 13 Ukrainians. More Americans will be flown or helicoptered out of Haiti today, escaping a country overrun by gang violence. This man among the 14 who got out on a flight to Florida.
We're finally reunited with Julian, our two-year-old son. It took about 2.5 weeks, so the days were turning into weeks, the weeks were turning into months, but we're very grateful.
There's a new vacancy on Georgia's death row. Willie Pye got a lethal injection late last night without saying any last words. The state's first execution since a COVID pause. Pye was convicted of murdering an ex-girlfriend in 1996. In Idaho, an escaped prisoner remains on the run along with the man who helped free him.
The possibilities are they could be anywhere at this point.
Boise's Police Chief Ron Weiniger on the search for escaped inmate Skylar Mead and the suspect who helped him escape by shooting up a transport team that was about to return Mead to prison from a hospital visit.
Fox's Jack Callahan. Mead's a white supremacist in a prison gang who was serving a 20-year sentence for battery. We all might live a little longer. The U.S. life expectancy rate rose in 2022 after dropping for 2 years because of COVID. The CDC's new age, 77 and a half. America's listening to Fox News.
Don't let everyday aches and pains keep you from living your best life.
I don't think I really understood what people meant when they talked about pain until I started feeling it myself.
Start feeling better every day with Relief Factor, a daily supplement designed to support your body's fight against aches and pains.
Not only do I move better without pain, I just feel better.
Created by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that target four metabolic pathways to address pain. Relief Factor doesn't just mask aches and pains, it helps reduce or even eliminate them.
Today, I do the things I love, and it doesn't occur to me to think about pain.
You can feel the difference all day, every day.
Join the over 1 million people who have tried Relief Factor's 3-week quick start kit. It's only $19.95 and comes with our feel better or your money back guarantee. Visit relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
President Biden will campaign in Texas today. After a trip to Arizona, he says will lead to a big change.
Even though we invented the most advanced chips, we make 0% of them today.
While visiting an Intel facility in Arizona, the president announced $8 billion in grants that will help the semiconductor manufacturer make advanced computing chips in the U.S. for the first time in decades. Congress has some work to do today and tomorrow, finalizing funding to keep the government open. And the last six spending bills House and Senate leaders worked out compromises on.
The text for the 1,000-plus page bill that would fund 70% of the government through September dropped in the middle of the night. Congress has until midnight Friday to avoid a partial government shutdown, so Speaker Mike Johnson would have to waive the 72-hour rule, which allows members that amount of time to read the bill. Johnson touted the bill's cuts to foreign aid and its elimination of funds for the United Nations Relief and Works Agency amid allegations that some of its staff members are members of Hamas. Democrats say the bill avoids devastating cuts to certain programs. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise again. Futures are higher. Of course, that would add to the record highs set for the Dow and the Nasdaq in yesterday's rally, reacting to the Federal Reserve decision not to cut interest rates yet.
Inflation has eased substantially while the labor market has remained strong. And that is very good news. But inflation is still too high, Ongoing progress in bringing it down is not assured, and the path forward is uncertain.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says they still plan 3 interest rate cuts later this year after all the increases to lower inflation. Nobody won the Powerball jackpot again last night, so it grows again to $750 million next time. Tomorrow's Mega Millions prize, just shy of $1 billion, the 10th largest U.S. lottery jackpot ever. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Huff Lumber and Home Specialties. Who says you can't have it all?
Update your home with beautiful cabinets from Dura Supreme. Our complimentary custom design includes pricing and renderings to keep you in budget. And with a broad selection of woods and colors to choose from, you can have it all.
Huff Lumber and Home Specialties. Who says you can't have it all?
Coach House Garages, designed to fit your life, budget, and dreams. Built on generations of Amish craftsmanship with the best warranty in the industry, where service is more than a promise, it's a guarantee. Their custom-built buildings have been turned into all kinds of spaces, from garden sheds and pool houses to workshops and guest houses. The possibilities are endless. You can count on Coach House to listen to your needs and create the perfect building to fit your vision. For more information, visit CoachHouseGarages.com.
Here's a look at your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast today. Mostly cloudy, then sunny, high of 48. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 35. For Friday, slight chance of rain, mostly sunny and a high of 66. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 48. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 29 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:06.
Okay, you remember that seismic event we had earlier this week? Yeah, I don't either. Oh, it was the primary election. We'll get into it with the City Hall insider, Paul Osborne, publisher of the Decatur Tribune, plus Topper on Sports. Company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning. We're back here on a Thursday. City Hall insider, former mayor of Decatur, publisher of the Decatur Tribune, Paul Osborne, in studios. I don't mean this flippantly at all about any of the candidates that went out there and worked very hard, because it was a race to them, and they invested a lot of time and money and all that. But man, it was sort of a whimper and not a bang.
Yeah, I didn't see too many people getting excited about the election or the election results. And, of course, most of them were predetermined. When you don't have an opponent, you're going to win. And, I've never really heard of a candidate losing, you know, when they don't have an opponent. I think the other side of this is, you know, people need to get out. They needed to get out. I did, to vote. And exercise that right. You quit exercising that right regardless of how few choices you have. Maybe someday you'll lose it, or you'll take it for granted or something. So those who do step forward, even if they don't have an opponent, you know, they deserve some say, hey, you're doing a good job.
Yeah, and a kudos and a pat on the back to Josh Tanner and all of his staff, because regardless of the percentage of turnout of people, they still have to have operationally everything there.
Yeah, and I think another aspect of this is that it's getting harder and harder to get election judges even. That's another aspect we really haven't talked about. Because either a lack of interest or people just don't want to get that involved in it anymore. And I think he had a search out almost to the last minute for some election judges.
I will tell you, at my polling precinct, the people working far outnumbered the voters. And they were all very nice and very helpful. And I look at it and I assume, you know, that because he's a professional and there's guidelines to follow, that it's done the way it's supposed to be done. And it was a very smooth process for me, because and there weren't, I mean, there were a handful of people there voting, but not by any means any sort of line.
No, I voted early. I voted over at the county building. Of course, it's a block away, and I think it took me longer to walk over there and walk back than it did to vote. I walked in, walked right up to the counter, and this was a few days before, the election, and everyone was friendly and saw Josh and talked to him before going in there. And he indicated that, you know, the voter turnout was kind of light, but it's to be expected when you don't really have too many offices that are being contested.
All right. So I like many people, you know, you go in and you're not sure of everything that's going to be on the ballot. And I think there were three separate ballots where I voted, like three different precincts. Right. And I was in number one. And so I got my ballot. I didn't know who all was going to be on. I took a Republican ballot because I wanted to vote for Burkham. For coroner was my main reason to vote. And I told Nick this on Wednesday morning. I almost talked myself out of it. You know, it was like, oh, what's the purpose and what's the reason? And I just wanted, like, and then I said, no, this is your obligation as a citizen. So I went and I did my thing. But I didn't know who all would be on the Republican ballot for president.
Yeah, there were several names on there.
Yeah, Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, Chris Christie, Donald Trump, and then a guy I've never heard of. And still don't know who he is. hang on a second. I got to literally pull up. I took pictures of the sample ballot. A guy by the name of Ryan Binkley.
Huh.
So anyway, I was a little surprised, but not completely. And if you look at the statewide numbers, forget Macon County, because I think Nikki Haley got about 12% of the vote here in Macon County. She got 14.3% of the vote in Illinois on Republican ballots on Tuesday. Ron DeSantis got 2.8. Chris Christie got 1.6. So you add all that up, that's like 16% of the Republican votes. If you look nationwide, Donald Trump is getting about 8 out of 10 Republican votes, meaning there is that 2 votes out of 10 that are saying no, anybody but you. And when you're talking about a primary election, none of that matters because he's winning everything handily.
Yeah.
But when you take 16% of the vote or 10% of the vote across the country, I don't know why people can't see the impact that has on a general election.
Well, yeah, and you see, talk even locally here, you know, of the votes Nikki Haley got, you know, that's already been decided. She's no longer a candidate.
She was out. Ron DeSantis was out. Chris Christie was out.
Those are protest votes. Those are protest votes from Republicans saying, I will not vote for Donald Trump. And so when you look at it in those terms, those people could have just as easily voted for Donald Trump saying it's all over. You know, now he's going to be the nominee, but they didn't. And those people in the general election, I don't believe will vote for Donald Trump.
I don't know. I think that there are a lot of Republicans assuming they'll come back into the fold when it's, you know, when they lay out the difference between Trump and Biden and that they won't be able to hold their nose. I don't know about that. I think that in these races are so close anymore, and they have been for the last, you know, several election cycles, you know, can you afford to lose 12% of your base?
Yeah. I don't think in this coming presidential election, if Donald Trump is still the candidate and succeeds in overcoming all of his legal difficulties, I don't think you can discount those people who in the primary said, I don't think so. Will they come back? I think something more is going to have to be done to convince them than is being convinced that they're being convinced now. I think some of the statements that are being made, they just cannot accept, and they cannot accept the fact that this will be my candidate. That's their choice, and they have a right to that choice. I think in a close election, you know, you have to wonder where will those votes go in the general election.
Yeah.
You know,
and there's some polling that shows that for Haley in particular, her supporters, there's many, many of them that absolutely would not go back to Trump.
Well, I think, too, because, you know, there was a lot of statements made, back and forth while she stayed in, you know, calling her bird brain and everything else. Well, if you're a supporter of Nikki Haley, that stays with you. You don't really appreciate that. So I think convincing them to come back, about the only way you could do that is say you either come back or Joe Biden's going to be the next president. And I don't know. It may be a stretch to get him to come back.
It'll be interesting to see. Yeah. I just didn't expect her to do that well in Macon County.
No.
I mean, and people will go, Brian, that's ridiculous. You got 12%. I'm not talking about directly in the primary. I'm saying, what does that 12% look like in a general election when everybody's on the same ballot?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and as I say, when a lot of people, probably a lot of people did not go to the polls because the decision on the presidential candidate, basically had already been made.
Yeah, but that used to be those down ticket races, right? People cared about Chuck Erickson or Regan Deering, or they cared about, I mean, you know, that would be the driver normally in something like this.
Yeah.
The coroner's race.
Well, I think that's true. I think the exception might be in this time because of the controversy at the top of the ticket of what's happening. And that suddenly becomes more important to you, or should, than maybe on most primary.
Republicans showed up a lot more than Democrats did in Macon County, though.
Yeah. And why do you think that is?
I think the Regan, I think people who supporting, you know, your hometown person running for state rep. I think you had three different opponents on the Republican ballot for coroner that are all local people. I think that has an impact on, you know, I don't know that it's red politics versus blue politics. It's more like personal relationships.
I think that's right. I think the coroner's race really generated more excitement than I've ever seen in that race. Maybe part of it was that there wasn't much competition or any in the other races at the county level. But I thought all the candidates, you know, really conducted themselves in a very professional manner. There was a lot of door-to-door campaigning for coroner, which kind of surprised me somewhat.
But yeah, because you don't want the coroner knocking on your door.
Yeah, but only as a candidate, maybe. Yeah. But I appreciated the fact that they really got out. And they really got out and worked. They advertised heavily. And but they were in, you know, someone that works for me, they were in their neighborhood over on the east part of town. They were in our neighborhood, yeah. You know, going door to door. And you have to appreciate the coroner's race really was a strong race. And it kind of came down to the people that you knew, the people that you liked. And that's a tough job. It is when you think about it, and you want the right person. And you'll probably go with someone that you know and you like, you think's a sensitive person.
Which is why I think there was a bigger turnout on the Republican side than Democrat side, because there was, you know, one person in that race as a Democrat. You know, she was going to win that no matter what. Mm-hmm. Nikki Budzinski didn't have any. You know, so there was, you know, it was even more decided on the blue side than it was the red side. Now, interesting, did you think Regan Deering would win by the margin she won by?
I didn't, but in retrospect, I think she really worked hard on this. Plus, she had going for her, you know, all the goodwill she had built up in that congressional race. And she was smart enough to, and she's pretty sharp in that respect, to say, I'm not going to let that go to waste. I'm getting right back in there. Why, those people know me. I already have basically their support. And I will say, I don't think I've seen a candidate campaign any harder. She went up and down that district. She was at every meeting, I think every get together. She was there, and they got to know her, and she got a lot of support, a lot of endorsements along the way. You know, and she ran the kind of race that you would expect someone to run if they really wanted that position, really wanted to win. So she did a good job. She deserved to win. The margin was more than I thought it would be.
Well, here was my X factor. I didn't know. I guess it's abundantly clear the answer to it today. I didn't know how rooted Chuck Erickson was in McLean County. I didn't know how much support he had up there, right? Mm-hmm. And either not much or very little, because the vote total in that race was less than some of the others. So, I mean, I don't think he generated any excitement even in his hometown.
It must not have. And it didn't generate any excitement here, I know.
No.
You know, so and you would think, and looking at that, the only reason you thought maybe the race would be a little bit closer is you thought he might be really strong up there, and I just don't know about it, you know, in that county. And that would be the county that she'd really have to win. But yeah, you know, to her credit,
she did.
She went everywhere, and she won big. And it's not only a victory, it's a big victory for her. And she built on the momentum she had. She didn't lose that congressional race by all that much, you know, and she had a lot of voters support her there. And a lot of those same people.
Well, and she took out a primary candidate that a lot of people were backing before she even got to the opponent in the fall.
Which was a surprise at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I concur with everything you said. I just hope, I really do, because there's such room for someone to go over to Springfield and represent us. And it's fine, you know, conservative values and all the things that are important to you. But man, wouldn't it be nice to pave some roads and support some projects and to be able to work across the aisle to do things for everyone that lives in your district?
Yeah, and that's what we look for, and certainly, you know,
because that's not what the Freedom Caucus is about.
Yeah, and I hope you know, she's certainly smart enough to see not only to hang on to those beliefs she has, the conservative values she has, but she also knows there are needs in her district that are neither conservative or liberal or anything else. They're just basic human needs and the community needs and district needs. And she's been all over this district many times. It touches on Macon County. It doesn't represent everybody in Macon County. It's just like a small portion really, of us. But I know she will represent smaller communities like Hammond and many of these that, you know, their values are much the same as her values.
I just think that and she won, and you know, she can do whatever she wants to do as a serving state representative. I just think that there's so much more room for a Republican over there to get some things done rather than just standing outside of governing and yelling and screaming, which is all the Freedom Caucus has done for the last 10 years.
Well, and I think this is up to her in going over there. I think the Democrats are going to view now and say, you know, can we work with her? You know, is there some neutral ground there on some of the issues that we can decide? And probably a decision's going to be made very early one way or the other. Yeah, this is someone we can work with. She's a hard worker. She's working for the people in her district, and she has conservative values. We respect that. But here's some things that we can agree on and we can move ahead.
You know what? Paving roads is universal.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no red or there's no blue. People have blown out enough tires, myself included, through these awful potholes on state highways. You know, those kind of things, you know, where the Frank Watsons lived, where the Dwayne Nolans lived, right? Mm-hmm. That's what mattered to people.
Yeah. I think you look at it too, and the things that really matter to us, people don't attach political party names to those things. They're talking basic needs of a district or of a community. And I think that's what you really focus on. You don't have to give up your beliefs. You
No.
don't have to fight for your beliefs. I respect that. And we all should respect that, conservative or liberal.
Yep.
But it comes down to the point, there are needs in your community that aren't conservative or liberal. They're basic.
And you're
needs.
Also there to represent your whole community.
That's right.
I mean, not just the people that voted for you.
Yeah, that's right. The people that voted against you, you still represent them.
Yeah.
And I think you know, you have to recognize
well,
that.
Well, she's smart. You know, I can't say that for everyone in the Freedom Caucus, and maybe she will see the ability to do that and hold on to, you know. Look, compromise isn't this evil thing that both parties want to make it sound like it is today, right? Most people don't live on the extremes. You know, they live somewhere in the middle. And we've got a lot of stuff going for us in this community, a lot of job creation coming and investment. I just saw Nicole and Economic Development people putting out some information yesterday about the state of Illinois and jobs staying and growing. If the only thing that comes out of your mouth is Pritzker's evil and everything in Illinois is terrible and we just need to worry about the border, okay, that's your right. You won the election. But, man, wouldn't it be a lot more productive to go, how can we actually roll up our sleeves and do some good things for our community?
Well, and I think Decatur and Macon County, you know, we're in an area here that has so much potential yet. And I think with great leadership, great contacts in Springfield and in Washington, you know, we can be helped to achieve a lot more success in our community. And I think that's what we all want. And, you know, I respect your values. I respect your beliefs. Share many of them. In the case of Regan Deering, but listen, there's something else involved.
She's free to do whatever she wants to do. She ran for the office. She won. It's her seat. I just, like yesterday, this is from the Economic Development Corporation. For the second straight year, Illinois ranks number 2 in the nation for corporate expansions and relocations. Number 2 out of all 50 states. But if you start without even being able to acknowledge that anything good happens in this state, I don't know how you move forward past that to do anything.
Well, you concentrate on what you agree on, not what you disagree on.
Yeah, but that's not the move today on either side of the aisle.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, the victims of that are the people that you represent. And
it's also why you don't have any choices on the ballot.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I think people are exhausted. I think people are exhausted. I think a lot of people who would that I've known and know that would normally want to be involved more, you know, in public office, or just saying, nah, don't think so, don't need that grief.
Yep.
And I think the public is recognizing that too, that what are we going to get if we do vote? What are we going to get in return? Yeah. How's that going to help us? Are they just going to go over there and argue all the time?
I just look at, like, we've had 9 credit upgrades for the state of Illinois since 2021, right? 9. And it's, we still have a long way to go. I mean, I had just a conversation with Andy Menard at Farm Progress Show this past fall. You know, no one's saying we've arrived and we've done everything. But if you can't even have a common agreement when there is, like, progress, then you're not interested in any of the facts. You just want to play the game.
Well, and I think, too, you don't want the other party to make any progress while they're in power.
No, you want to actually impede progress. Yeah. I mean, we're seeing this on the national level. I have hopes. We'll see. But there was no doubt that she ran an incredible campaign. And I agree with everything you said, that, you know, she worked it hard. And that matters. And clearly it matters because the results were there. Brad Halbrook pretty handily beat his opponent, although they did something they haven't done ever since he's been over there. Spent quite a bit of money.
Mm. Yeah.
A lot of radio ads, a lot of direct mail pieces.
Well, and too, his opponent, Marcia Webb, you know, she was virtually unknown, and she really pulled quite a few votes when you start counting it up. Once you get a third of the votes.
Yeah, more than Chuck Ayers.
Yeah, and when you think, you know, here you have an incumbent spending all this money, and Marcia Webb, I think she works here in the Macon County Circuit Clerk's office. I think she lives in Macon.
Yeah.
And virtually unknown as far as the public is concerned, but she got a third of the votes in that district against an incumbent who spent a lot of money.
Yeah, but he's tripled down already, you know, on this. I'm deeply honored because this resounding victory belongs to all who believe in safeguarding our freedoms, and that he, you know, is the most conservative member of the, I mean, he's tripled down on this act, you know, so. I expect we're going to get the exact same thing we've gotten out of him in the 10 years he's been there.
Yeah, well, if it works for him.
But it works for him. Yeah. Does it work for us?
Yeah, and well, unless people do something about it, then they're saying, yeah, it works for us. Go ahead. Keep doing what you're doing.
Because I think people would rather fly a Pritzker Sox flag in their yard than have anything good actually happen.
You know, I was thinking, this is kind of strange. Probably the first time, I know it's the first time in my life, first time in all the years I've had the paper, that the congressperson who represents the district I live here in Decatur, yeah, that part, Mary Miller, and Brad Halbrook from Shelbyville, it was my state representative, and my state senator is Steve McClure. I've never met any of them. But all the Democrats, they've all come to my office to talk. Doris Turner, Nikki, all of them have come there. Sue Shearer calls and says, we need to talk, you know.
Yeah.
And so she's always been open. And here, probably, I'm closer aligned to more conservative politics. But all the Democrats come and talk, and they don't even represent me.
Yep.
And I think that says something that, you know, you have a message. It's a conservative message on the other side. Be willing to talk about it, you know. You won't be mistreated if you come to me. I'll talk to you about it. I'll talk about how you feel about it. But I cannot get these people to talk to me.
Well, it's a litmus test world we live in now, where, you know, Ronald Reagan famously said, hey, if you're with me 70-80% of the time, I consider you to be an ally. And that just doesn't work anymore. It doesn't. All right. Listen, Paul, we appreciate it. I know Nick's got to get a weather in here, and I don't want to be late. We'll see you next week.
Sounds good.
Paul Osborne. Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast.
Today's going to be mostly cloudy, then sunny, high of 48. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 35. For Friday, 20% chance of showers after 2 p.m., mostly sunny and a high of 66. Then Saturday, partly sunny with a high of 48. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 29 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:28.
At Brinkotter Realtors, we understand that no two clients are the same, and neither are their goals. We believe in getting to know you, your needs, your preferences, and your lifestyle. Why? Because you deserve more than a home. You deserve a place where memories are made, relationships are cherished, and comfort is found. From the moment you step into our world, your dreams become our purpose, and your goals, our mission. Discover the difference at Brinkotter Realtors. Visit us online or call to connect with one of our agents today.
Menards is your electrical headquarters. Protect your home from power surges with the Square D Whole Home Surge Protector. This compact and affordable surge protector is compatible with all load center brands and protects your home's entire electrical system, including your major appliances. Save big on surge protectors at Menards, and don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is R.J. Crace with your stories now. Governor Pritzker has signed an executive order creating a framework for financing and expanding access to new therapies and drugs like the recently approved gene therapies for sickle cell disease. The order tasks the Department of Health Care and Family Services with leading the state's efforts to establish payment models and financial structures that support access to sickle cell treatments and other new high-cost drugs. Volunteers are needed for the annual honeysuckle sweep in Fairview Park to protect the park's biodiversity from this invasive plant. Honeysuckle is one of Illinois' most common and invasive bushes. The honeysuckle sweep will be from 8 to 11 a.m. April 6th at Fairview Park. Participants meet at the Fairview Park pool parking lot. Be sure to bring gloves and pruners. They're asking volunteers to register in advance at go.illinois.edu/honeysuckle by April 4th. More stories, podcasts, and videos at nowdecatur.com.
News. I'm Chris Foster. It's a time crunch to pass a federal spending bill that could be held up by any member of the Senate with objections if it gets through the House.
The text for the 1,000-plus page bill that would fund 70% of the government through September dropped in the middle of the night. Congress has until midnight Friday to avoid a partial government shutdown, so Speaker Mike Johnson would have to waive the 72-hour rule, which allows members that amount of time to read the bill.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Ukraine's military reports intercepting all 31 Russian missiles fired at the capital, Kyiv.
Ukraine's emergency service says 13 people were hurt by the debris of around 30 cruise and ballistic missiles being shot down. Homes and industrial facilities reportedly damaged. The attack comes after days of attacks by Ukraine on Russia's Belgorod region just across the border.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. The attack overnight, the largest on Kyiv in a month and a half. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Pastor Matt from GT Church. In case no one's told you recently, Jesus loves you. I mean, he really loves you. No matter what you're walking through, he wants you to experience his amazing grace. Easter Sunday is March 31st, and I want to invite you to join us at 9 a.m. or 11 a.m. Your kids will have a blast, and you'll enjoy the beautiful music and an encouraging message to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. I'll be looking for you on Easter Sunday at 9 a.m. or 11 a.m. For more information, go to gtchurch.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
A little cooler today, right?
That's right. Today, mostly cloudy, then sunny, high of 48. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 35. For Friday, 20% chance of rain, mostly sunny, high of 66, a little warmer. Then Saturday, right back down, partly sunny and a high of only 48. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 29 degrees. Your WSOY time, 7:33.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. Each and every weekday, we check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, it's tournament time, game day.
Here we go. Absolutely right, Brian. First round NCAA tournament games are today and tomorrow. 16 games each day in an all-day, all-night TV marathon. And I'm glad Illinois plays today. Not interested in another 24 hours of waiting. Let's get started. Illinois is in Omaha for the East Regional and will face Ohio Valley Conference champion Morehead State at 2:10 this afternoon. If you intend to watch, it's on True TV, but you can also listen here on WSOY. There's a unique intensity for these NCAA tournament games. It's not like the intensity of a home Big Ten game where the State Farm Center is packed and the Orange Crush is bouncing around screaming. This arena in Omaha will not be packed, but the intensity comes from the realization that 2 hours after tip-off, somebody's going home. You know, this is do-or-die basketball. Someone is going to be happy and advance to the second round on Saturday. Someone will be crushed and getting on a bus for the airport. And it's very sudden, and it's that suddenness that you can feel that contributes to the intensity. And Illinois intends to be in Omaha for a while, and to do that, they'll have to deal with a team that plays at a slower pace, a team that leans heavily on its physically strong forward Riley Minix, who can overpower you inside and then slide outside and shoot the three. He's very versatile, 20 points and 10 rebounds a game. They've also got capable three-point shooters, so Illinois is going to need to contest those shots beyond the arc. And when Illinois has the ball, they like to get Terrence Shannon out running in transition, and they like to get to the free throw line. They like to post up Marcus Damask, and if Morehead State puts too much emphasis on those two players, they think they have shooters who can take advantage. I'm talking about Coleman Hawkins and Quincy Guerrier and Luke Goody. And Illinois is favored by 11.5 points today. You know, I would, if I were Brad Underwood and if they were listening to my message, I would tell him come with an edge and bring it to the opening tip. Hit him early. No double-digit deficits. That was a Big Ten tournament phenomenon. You don't want to live that way. Defend without fouling, and then win in advance. And that's it. It sounds easy. It's not. I think they'll get it done, however. And then they'll move on and play Saturday against either Duquesne or Brigham Young.
All right, my friend, on the other side of the break with Mark Tupper, we'll get back to that Otani story and preview tonight's Sport Talk. This Look at Tupper on Sports, brought to you by First National Bank, the quality bank with two locations in Decatur.
Spring is here, and a perfect time to take advantage of a CD special from First National Bank of Decatur, offering an annual percentage yield as high as 5.28% for 9 months, depending on the product type. For details, visit either Decatur branch at 1688 Baltimore Road or downtown in the Milliken Building. You can also visit one of our other branches in Pena, Assumption, Taylorville, or Blue Mound. First National Bank of Decatur, the quality bank, FNB quality, member FDIC.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, yet another gambling story, this one about the biggest star in maybe all of sports.
Yeah, you know, this is, how about this deal? Just as the Major League Baseball season is opening halfway across the world in South Korea, the interpreter for Shohei Ohtani has been fired for what they're calling massive theft after $4.5 million in wire transfers were sent from Ohtani's bank account to a bookmaking operation. The confusion as it stands now, and we don't know exactly what happened. Did Ohtani help with the transfers to cover his interpreter's gambling debt, or was Ohtani somehow himself doing the gambling? It's a big story. And it comes a day after Ohtani had two base hits in the Dodgers' victory over San Diego in the season opener. And Ohtani, of course, was the biggest offseason story when the one-time Angels free agent signed a 10-year, $700 million deal with the Dodgers. And all eyes are on Ohtani every step of this season. Asian media are lined up like eight deep to shadow this guy every day. And what a story this must be in Tokyo. But I agree that gambling is a story I think it will explode in professional sports and college sports. It is just too prevalent. Ads saturate radio and television, just beckoning you to come gamble, come bet. They make it sound so easy and so much fun. And maybe it is. I've stayed away from it. But I worry more about the college players than the professional players, because the college players suddenly have pockets full of name, image, and likeness money. And they can throw a couple $100 or a couple $1,000 at an NBA game, or, and this is where the trouble gets deep, on a college game when they think they have inside information. You know, you're a guy in the Big Ten and you see Penn State is playing and you've played against that point guard and you don't think he's good, and he told you after the game his ankle's really bothering him. And you know what? I'm going to throw a couple hundred on that game. And that's when you are in serious trouble. And I just don't think we're done with this broad topic. We're not done with the Ohtani story. And I hope it was the interpreter who was betting on soccer and football and whatever, and because I think Ohtani's new wife is probably not very happy with him right now. So we'll talk about it tonight on Sport Talk. Look, the Illinois game's at 2:10. That works out well for Tim Kaine and I. Sport Talk starts at 5. It'll sort of be a post-game show and a chance to congratulate Tim, who announced on social media yesterday that he is retiring from the Herald and Review on June 1st. So I'll be anxious to hear his story about that, too.
That's amazing. How many years, Mark, do you know?
34 or 37, one of those numbers.
One of those numbers. Right? That's unbelievable. All right, we'll be listening at 5. Have a great day, Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. And congratulations to Tim. I did not know that.
Yeah, I didn't either. He texted me about something yesterday, too. Buried the lead. Didn't put the lead, didn't ever report it.
It happens.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on a very long and distinguished career.
No question about that.
On Tim for a very, 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 very long time. And not many of us left.
Yeah. In terms of long, long, long standing media indicators.
Sean? Yeah.
Yes, you and Sean.
I didn't say me.
Well, I mean, you've been here 28 years. You're in the media. You are in that. Sean's probably around that time, too.
No,
right?
He was at WSOY before I was, before he went to WAND. So he's got the length right now, I would assume.
Huh.
Yeah. But who knows? I'm happy for Tim, if he's happy.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly right.
Okay. So, you know, it is weird. As Mark was talking about that, there's a Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel somewhere, and all of those are available in the Max app, you know, if you have that, because HBO has put all of the library of all that. There is a really interesting story where they went to Europe and England and Ireland, you know, where this gambling stuff in and around professional sports has been legal for, you know, they're way ahead of us, like length of time it's been legal.
Right.
And they did an in-depth story about all the problems that have come with that. People's lives that have been ruined and all that. And then I always think about, like, you know, the state of Illinois legalized gambling. And since they have spent money buying advertising to tell people how to get help with it.
Yeah. Which is, seems to be the sidecar to every motorcycle of gambling, is that when you take this big pile of money, you are putting up billboards. I drove to Champaign and probably counted 2 or 3 billboards. Need help? Got addiction? It comes in equal parts.
Yeah, but you're saying here is we want the revenue stream, yeah, but we also know it's a problem.
That's right.
So I'm not judging, you know, I'm sure many, many people do it in a casual way that enhances their experience and they have fun and no problems.
Yep.
Right? But if you've got an addictive personality, or you've got, you know, and the ease of which you can do it, you know, as before having to get on a plane and go to Las Vegas or Atlantic City.
Or know a shady guy.
Now it is just so accessible.
Up to the second.
Yeah.
On anything.
On anything.
Yeah.
They interrupt my golf with, like, the on-air people doing gambling stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely right. I don't know how they do this, but they even allow some sports gaming on wrestling, which is predetermined.
I don't know how they do it either.
I don't have a clue.
I mean, politics. I can now literally.
Yeah.
I can't tell you, as a media personality, I get maybe 30 emails, you know, up ahead of every election with this odds and Vegas stuff and where I can bet. And I mean, it's on everything.
Yeah. I coincidentally just came across the Cleveland Cavaliers coach, JB Bickerstaff. And he said, quote, some of the sports gamblers were sending me messages about where I live, my kids and stuff. It's dangerous and fine line we're walking. We really have to be careful with how close we let it get to the game.
Yeah.
It's talking about personal safety.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a reason why the wise guys were the people behind this for most of you know, modern America's, you know, gambling flirtation. It wasn't on the up and up, and the house is going to win, and you're going to lose, and then the VIG's going to be more than you, and the next thing you know, you're throwing a game.
Yeah. Yep.
So I hope it's not Otani. I mean, I really do. I mean, it's crazy because I've never met this guy. Don't watch him a lot. He's going to be playing on the West Coast time thing. I get up early, all that. I just want to believe that this once in a, you know, 50-year athlete isn't staining the sport, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing I have that has any evidence to prove that he wouldn't be capable. I'm just basing it on faith.
Man, that would be a bad story.
Wouldn't it?
It'd be deflating. I'm making plans this summer to go watch him play in person.
Make sure you got it like.
Go early.
Go early or make sure that there's a refund available. Yeah. Those fans in Hong Kong.
Yeah. I mean, they've got a ton of really star players, but to see the show, you know, showcase of Shohei.
Is he coming to play in St. Louis?
I mean, they play
Louis?
Everywhere, yeah. St. Louis, Chicago. Yeah. I haven't looked specifically, but I'm going to make it a point to.
Yeah. St. Louis is a better experience, mm-hmm. just from a fan base.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a Cubs fan, Wrigley's great.
I like going to Wrigley. It's just a
really?
Different experience. I like it a lot, actually.
Okay.
It's completely different. They're not even similar, really.
No, it's not even close.
Not even similar at all.
And maybe I shouldn't wear my Cardinals hat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's don't be bathroom shy either. Those horse troughs.
Oh, I
get it. What year is this?
I just think that's why I love the St. Louis experience. Yeah. I think even if I were a Cub fan, I'd rather go to St. Louis. Now, there's the magic mystery of Wrigley and all that. And but you've got obscured seating. Like, I mean, you could literally be behind a pole. Like, not even a pole. Like a,
like a
structure
column.
Yeah. I like the more modern amenities.
Yeah, I do too.
Anyway, I hope that, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
But you're going to get more of this, not less.
Yeah.
And there's no reason to think just because a guy makes a ton of money and is the top athlete or the biggest thing in the game doesn't mean that he isn't susceptible to this.
Yeah. You know, we've already seen in hockey where a player was suspended for using a gambling service that is a sponsor for the team. So there's literally photos of the guy with the logo on his helmet.
Yeah.
It's like... That's as close as you could possibly. It's on his person.
I get that. But at the end of the day, and I think they're all hypocrites, and I think it's blood money. I just, you can't have, if you want anybody, this isn't wrestling.
Right.
You know, you want anybody to spend money on your product, come see your product, watch your product. It has to be trusted.
Has to be trusted.
And that's the thing even sounds hypocritical even talking about it. The league's making all this money. The teams are making all this money. And you're going to come down hard on the guy. But you, there's no other choice.
And it has to be absolute and complete trust. Because even being up 17 points could be millions of dollars.
That's exactly right.
20 or 14.
And unless you want us to do sports like we do our politics now, which no one has any trust in at all, right? There's 5% people showing up to vote. I mean, that is what is down the road for sports if they let that get out of hand.
If the trust gets eroded.
Yeah. And that doesn't mean you can't point out the hypocrisy of the owners and the leagues and the, you know, the people making all the money off of it.
Yeah.
And the states that have legalized it. And, you know, adding into this story is it's not legal in California.
Right. That's a whole nother complication on top of the whole thing.
Yeah. All right. We've got to take a break. We'll be back with more. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Buyers and Company. I want to tell you about our friends at Marquee Coffee. I don't think they made the cut. Did I see the
I haven't seen the bracket.
All right. We'll check that on the other side. Yeah. But they deserve to be on that list because the Ethiopian, I mean, here's a cup in my hand. Marquee, you see it right there. the lifeblood of this show for 20 plus years. You can get it at Kroger. I remember when we were doing the show from home during COVID, it was, oh man, I just do my K-cup, you know, just put it in there, freshly brewed one at a time, Ethiopian, right off the shelf at Kroger. The magic is in our beans.
The Libman Company, located in Arcola, Illinois, is now hiring for factory and office. They offer a comprehensive benefit package, along with premiums for off shifts and a weekly paycheck. To apply, simply visit Libman.com. That's Libman.com. Click on careers, choose a position, and complete the online application. It's that easy. The Libman Company invites you to come join their family. Locally owned and operated for over 125 years, the Libman Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This week on Tuesdays with Tom. Join Tom Brinkhotter as he sits down with Nicole Bateman from the EDC. Tune in to hear all about the EDC's crucial role within our community and its support for our local business owners. This episode is not one to be missed. So make sure you're listening in this Tuesday and every Tuesday for Tuesdays with Tom, where real estate meets community. Available on NowDecatur.com and on all your favorite major podcast platforms.
Hi, I'm Peggy Myers from Hickory Point Bank. We understand the importance of local ownership, stability, longevity, experience, the qualities that assure our customers that we're here not only for their benefit, but for the strength of the community we serve. One thing you could always count on, we'll always be committed to serving our friends and neighbors right here in Decatur. Hickory Point Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
To celebrate everyone who's customized and saved hundreds on car insurance with Liberty Mutual, we got a savings siren that goes off every time someone saves. There it is! It's a really... more savings. Which really... okay, a lot of savings. Little annoying now. Will you stop saving for 5 seconds?
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. Affiliates excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
We're back here on a Thursday. Debbie Bogle straight ahead next hour to fill us in on what's happening with the United Way. Yeah, I'm looking at the final 16 in the Maker's Madness contest. I don't think any of ours made the cut.
Oh man. Well,
got to get out and vote, folks.
The beautiful part about it is there's always next year. We can make it a point to vote harder.
Yeah.
It's the way it gets done.
They're down to 16, and I didn't know the Jaws pinball machine was made here.
Yeah.
That's kind of
cool. I love pinball.
I haven't played a pinball game in a long time.
Love it. Yeah. I have a pinball machine in my house, digital. I wish I had a real one.
What?
It's like a horizontal screen, a vertical screen, and has the flipper buttons and everything, but yeah. I wish I had like a mechanical.
Yeah, kind of like.
But which one do you get?
Yeah, but you got to you have to move the whole device.
I know.
You can't do that digitally. You got to massage that.
It's got the little actuators and stuff, but yeah, I tilt it sometimes.
Yeah. All right. Well, still get out and vote. The coolest things made in Illinois. And there's some still pretty. Caterpillar is on this list, but I don't. Is the Dozer made here?
I don't think so.
I didn't think so either, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, same.
Vote if you'd like. MakersMadnessIL.com/cast-your-vote. Or you can just go to the Illinois Manufacturing Association website or just Google it. It pulls right up.
I love looking at that list, especially when we're at the nominees phase. And you see things that are like, you know, that you would never even think of. But it's cool to know. And now it's in your memory bank and you can connect some dots. I love learning about stuff made around here.
Yep. Absolutely. You know, across the state.
Yeah.
Right. And the hard work it goes. I mean, the Vulcan rocket thruster launches.
Yeah.
You know.
That's huge. That's a big deal.
and it's that, and then it like literally is also like a hot sauce, you know, made in some small mom and pop shop, and everything in between. Nature Valley bars.
Oh, I didn't know that. The green ones. I love Nature Valley bars. Oats and honey.
Yep. So there you go. All right. Gallup has their new World Happiness Report. And this is an interesting thing because I never really know how to feel about, you know, because when you say the United States of America.
Yep.
How do you encapsulate an entire country with this many people?
Sure.
But they do break down into demographics and, you know, when they, so we, for the first time, they've been doing this for 12 years. And for the first time in those 12 years, the United States of America dropped out of the top 20.
Wow.
And then there are some places where you go, all right, other than an occasional volcano, there's no one there. I mean, they probably are happy.
Right.
I mean, there's a reason why Finland's always number one.
Right.
Right? You've seen Botas's home.
Love it. Love his new Uber commercial.
It's all nature. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Sit in the sauna all day. Go out and ski.
Like I said, occasional volcano.
Yeah.
So I get that. Like, it always seems to be like the fairly like smaller population areas.
Sure.
Of where people are. And then the larger you get, the harder it probably is to be at the top of this list. Just because math.
Mm-hmm.
Multiply people, multiply problems, multiply whatever.
Yeah, you have exponential things. Negative factors to 330 million people.
Right.
Is exponential to, you know.
And then, I personally think a lot of this is the political stuff, you know, in our lives today, the last 3-4 years, you know, really. More divisive than ever before and families and, you know, I mean, like it really has gotten quite ugly for an extended period of time.
Yeah, I think that's a major factor. I think the biggest factor far and away, in my opinion, would be the economical divide, the systematic divide of money, whereas a small proportion of people have it really made and in a more sizable group have it contributes to factors, meaning less funding for schools, more expensive apartments, you know, things like that. Not policy particularly, but the people in control making things more expensive. So the American dream less attainable.
Okay. Yet less than 4% of them voted Tuesday. Those young people you're talking about. I mean, participated in the process of choosing the people in power.
Yeah. I mean, and unless, yeah. We don't have time to go any deeper into that, but yeah.
No, I mean, I don't think you get it both ways. I mean, I don't think you get to say, in general, that, you know, we're left out of the process, but we actively do not participate in the process.
You took it as a political thing. You can't vote Jeff Bezos into better pricing. You can't tell McDonald's to, I mean, that's not fair to pick on them, any company, how to run their company. Your landlord, to charge you or anything like that. I'm saying the divide is cavernous.
Okay. I mean, as a person of any age, I can choose not to shop at the places you just mentioned outside of the landlord conversation, which is a whole different thing we can talk about. But you can choose not to spend your money there.
All right. I got nothing. I mean, I'm trying to understand, like, you're right.
No, you're boiling it down into people who don't even participate in surveys have weighed in to why we're so unhappy in this country.
I know. I did none of that. I said, this is what I think. This is my opinion on why I think the happiness factor is down.
Okay.
That's all.
You think that's the only reason?
No. I think it is the largest reason and by a factor of three. I think it is sizable. The cost of living, the cost of the American dream feels unattainable for many. Not political, not even capitalist, not capitalist. I'm saying it just feels unattainable for people, and I think that is creating unhappiness.
Okay. So you don't think there's any politics in that at all?
There are some.
Okay.
I'm not blaming
you. And I don't mean like when I say politics, I mean
Trump will fix it or Biden makes it worse.
I'm saying if you do something like, you know, student debt or student loans, I mean, there are things that impact that one way or the other.
All those things contribute.
So that does matter about who you vote for, you know, who you support. I mean, so there,
who you buy from, who you vote for.
Right. But when you don't participate in some of those processes, you lose your voice.
That's right. I agree.
Or if you let people just take you for granted and all one way, you also lose your voice. Mm-hmm. I think you're seeing that dynamic going on among Hispanic voters and Black voters. You know, there's a shift. You look at the numbers in 2020 versus 2024, and there's people who are saying, "What have you done for me?"
I'm saying,
and it could subset a lot of this stuff out.
Yeah, you look at the factors of people, not suicide rates at the highest they've ever been, birth rates way low, religion, people are leaving religion in droves, education numbers down. And what I think that ends up is people look around and go, well, it used to be smiling family of four, good education, promising future to, I can't afford a kid. Mm-hmm. I can't even afford this apartment. What's the point?
Okay.
That's generically boiling it down. But yes, politics and all those other factors have gotten us to that point.
Yeah, it's all intertwined.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.